We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 28, verses 9 through 16. If you know anything about the book of Acts, you know this is the last chapter, so we are steadily working towards the end of Luke's narrative. Well, if indeed Paul and company were leaving in early February from Malta to go to Rome, it would take about a week to 2 weeks, barring any other problems or stops along the way. So in verse 13, Luke notes, "From there we set sail and arrived at Regium." Regium, now known as modern Reggio Calabria, is located at the tip of Italy's toe. It sits on the eastern shore of the Strait of Messina, opposite the city of Messina on the island of Sicily. According to the ancient writers Aeschylus, the name Regium comes from the Greek word meaning to rend, split, or break, apparently referring to the point where Sicily has broken off the mainland. Strabo, however, claimed the name of the city came from the Latin word for royal. Like many ancient cities, Regium had a violent history. In 280 BC, when the Greek general Pyrrhus, along with the Carthaginians, invaded Italy, the people of Regium asked Rome for protection. Well, a garrison of 4,000 men was sent to help, but instead of protecting the city, In 271, the Roman army punished that garrison and returned the city to the surviving citizens. Well, in verse 13, Luke notes, "The next day the south wind came up, and on the following day we reached Puteoli. And there we found some brothers who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome." While the NIV says the south wind came up, the much older versions read, "And from there we fetched a compass." That curious statement simply means that the ship captain was tacking back and forth because of the wind. The next stop was at Puteoli. In modern times, it is the lovely port in the Bay of Naples. It's called Pozzolio. In Paul's era, Puteoli was a chief port for the grain fleets. Since it was about 145 miles southwest of Rome, the ships would dock there. Puteoli was known as a great emporium for the Alexandrian wheat ships. Seneca recorded a graphic account of the arrival of the Alexandrian fleet. All ships except wheat ships were required to lower their topsails when they entered the bay. The wheat ships were distinguished from the other ship by their sails. When the grain ships set anchor, some fast-sailing vessels, called tavalerae, were sent to announce the arrival of the fleet. The topsails on the grain ship were identifying them as part of the fleet of the Alexandrians. Puteoli then was famous for its large and vibrant Jewish community. Next to Rome, it was the most ancient Jewish community in Italy. That point leads naturally to what Luke says in verse 14. "And there we found some brothers who invited us to spend a week with them." Being an important port city with numerous Jews, it's no surprise that Luke records that they met brothers there. While some scholars have argued that Luke means fellow Jews, most insist that Luke means both Messianic Jews and Italian Christians. Support for that second view comes from verse 15, where Luke writes, "The brothers there had heard that we were coming and traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us." We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.